We have our interview ready. We have Kate and Jason there ready.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Having a busy morning and afternoon of it, I believe.
Very.
Right. Right, so Kate, you're part of the finance advisor at SLC, and Jason yourself is the CEO of the student room.
That's right, yep.
Busy week. Obviously, it's freshers week at the moment. Hopefully, you've got some help and advice for us, because there's been some research done about some finance for those going to university.
Yeah, there has. So at the student room, we ran a piece of research recently to get under the skin and understand more about students' awareness of the finance options available to them ahead of freshers week and them starting university. And also to get an insight into whether they'd be looking at any other alternative routes to bring in additional income along the way. And that certainly was what came out of the research. We found that 3/4 of students surveyed said that they'd be looking to top up their income through some form of work, part-time work while studying. And we also found that a good percentage of them, around 40% of them, will be looking towards their parents to further top up their income. So there were some interesting insights there.
Right. Do you find most people have a problem when they first get to university with their finances?
Certainly there are some students for various reasons that may struggle financially, and that's really what today is about in part, just making sure that those that are starting this year have made an application and crucially have provided us with all the information that we need to make sure that their funding is provided in full on time. There are some things students can do right now just to double check that, so they can log on to their account via gov.uk/student-finance and actually click on the view payments section just to make sure that the payments are scheduled. If there's anything that is outstanding, so it might be that they have yet to sign and return the declaration form, perhaps there's some supporting evidence that is outstanding, then we will let them know and obviously make sure they do that as quickly as possible.
Yes, because everything needs to be in order to get things started, because the last thing you need to be worrying about is your finances when you're getting started at university, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so crucial for the thousands of students that are starting and enjoying Freshers Week this week. It's just to make sure that they have done everything they need to. There is also work that their parents potentially need to do if they are applying for means-tested support. So it's just about making sure the parents have provided us with information about their income too. But as I said, all of that information can be checked by logging into the account.
Yes. Do you find it's the same problems that sort of crop up all the time?
Sometimes, yeah. We do see a trend whereby some students give us the wrong bank details. But again, they can just double check that. So logging onto their account, and if needs be, updating those bank details if they have maybe made a mistake.
So would you say that's your main advice for those prospectively looking at getting into university right now? Make sure just all your account details are in the right order.
That's it. Just double check everything, make sure that your payments are scheduled, and just checking that there's nothing outstanding from their perspective. Another bit of advice as well, because we're at the time of year where the payments are scheduled, is for students just to be aware that this is quite a common time of the year for phishing or online scams. We will never send anything to the student whereby we're asking them to confirm personal financial banking information. So just to be wary, if anything is at all suspicious, to let us know, and they can do that by emailing us at phishing@slc.co.uk.
That's probably really good, because people do try it on with them, and if they're so worried, they think it might be help and advice for them to do it correctly, I suppose. Do you find go on, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you find there's a lot of that goes on now?
It is quite common for these scams to be out there, but I do think that students are rather savvy nowadays, so they are aware that whenever we send them an email, we will address them by their first name. It should never be generic. They should always look for it's a secure site, there's a padlock icon when they're actually logging into the website, for example. If they're at all unsure, if they've provided information, just make sure then they go back into that account and change their password, and as I said, let us know if they're at all suspicious of any activity or any emails or texts that they've been sent.
Right. Is there any problem if the finance doesn't go through in time? Is there any problem in, say, them starting university at the right time? Does that delay them starting at all if their finances aren't sorted out?
Well, that's it. I mean, we provide support for students both with the cost of their tuition, but also, more crucially, maintenance support.
Yeah.
So for those students who maybe have applied late or they haven't provided all the information on time, it may well be a case that they don't have their full support in place at the start of the course. So in those situations, first and foremost, make sure you log on to your account and you know, give us anything that's outstanding. But also look to the university or college for additional help and support. So it might be in the form of a hardship payment that they can provide, or it might be that they can sit you down and look at budgeting tips for you to help manage your finances once they are actually in place.
Excellent. Because I was having a look through, you were saying obviously people obviously rely on their loans and grants, but they obviously have to top up their money because you say they often rely on going to parents.
They do, Rose. Yeah, so as I said earlier on, about 40% of students surveyed said that they would actually be looking to their parents to receive some form of supplementary income. And also many of those will be looking towards part-time work as well, which is no new thing. What is new, or what is definitely growing, is an emergence amongst students who display a want and ability to drive entrepreneurial spirit into their supplementary income thinking. So lots of students out there thinking about setting up new initiatives, which we believe is a really exciting emergence. And we see every day on the student room thousands of conversations where students are connecting about those very ideas and actually getting those ideas off the ground and turning them into a reality.
That's really good, because obviously we had the likes of Facebook and things like that. That is obviously one of the extreme, but there are lots of things that the kids can do these days to back up their money.
There are, yeah, great examples. We've got students who are running, you know, club nights and mini festivals. We've got students that are building new clothing businesses through T-shirt printing. There's a real emergence amongst students who are selling on their academic abilities by tutoring younger students, so there's real benefit in doing that. There are students getting involved in lots of charity work as well. All of these things are actually helping students develop skills that make them even more employable when they leave university. So, you know, there's multiple benefits to doing this. And I think ultimately the entrepreneurial spirit that we're seeing amongst students is going to benefit the UK longer term as well. So it's good news all around, really.
Yes, it is. Is there any advice of things that they should sort of avoid doing? You know, like some of the loans that you can go out and get these days. Should they be avoiding doing those kind of things?
I think certainly for students listening right now, just to be aware that the support available from Student Finance England, that is government backed, and just to make sure that they're applying for everything they're eligible for. So that includes the loans and potentially the grants as well. There may be additional support out there from the university or college, as I've talked about, in the form of maybe a hardship grant, or it might be a bursary or a scholarship, but really be wary of any other support that's available, perhaps from a commercial source, whether it's an overdraft, for example. Just really be wary about that.
Excellent. So if you'd just like to remind them again, if they've got any problems and they want to get in touch with you through the .gov, if you want to give us that address again, that would be great.
Yeah, so that's gov.uk/student finance, just to check on the account and if there's anything outstanding. But also we direct students and also their parents to the studentroom.co.uk/student finance, where we have a whole host of resources and information on our student finance zone.
That's great. I think that's a great advice coming out now, especially in Freshers Week. There's so many people just not knowing what to do and where to go. So it's nice that they've got the advice that they can head to, and it's going to be legitimate advice for them as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kate and Jason, for your time and your advice. And hopefully everything goes well and everyone gets into university quite smoothly this year.
Hopefully. Yep.
Thank you, Rose.
Excellent. Thank you very much, then. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Excellent. That was quite good advice there from the student room and the finance department, actually. If you're unsure about what to do or where to go, go to the direct gov sites and they'll give you legitimate advice. What we'll do is we'll take that off. We'll drop it on Audacity, on the audio boo, so you can listen to it again. So if there's anything you want to clarify, or there's some addresses there that you want to get in touch with, just to make sure that you're going around it the right way to get your kid into university this year, do it smoothly and make sure that they get all the grants and help that they can do.